Bert Tashma. Yesterday was Pesach Sheni, and the Mefarshim mentioned that Pesach Sheni is the Indian of a second chance in the Torah. You have another chance. So if anyone has been learning the Masechta and they felt maybe they weren't learning it the way they wanted, yesterday we started Parakira. It's a second chance. It's a time to maybe make a new commitment, especially Kira, which has the reputation of being such a chetza of a limud. If someone has a little bit extra time, if you find time, a little for Zohar, or to open up a Mishnah Brua, Simin Reish Nun Gimel, Simin Shin Yud Ches. These are the Indians over here, and start getting more from the Masechta. We're in the middle of a machloket between Hananya and Chachamim. There was two ways to read the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah talking about Erev Shabbos, and it's talking about Shia, and that would be the pshat of Chachamim, meaning that Shia, placing food on the oven, Erev Shabbos, here's our oven again. We have our two pops on the, over here. We have all the material inside. We put our food on Erev Shabbos. You have to clear out all the fuel Erev Shabbos, all the wood or all the pulp from the leftover produce. You have to clear it out. According to Chachamim, you have to clear it out before you can put the food on Shabbos. According to Hananya, the Mishnah is not talking about Shia. The Mishnah that says you have to clear out the wood is talking about Chazorah. On Shabbos, when you return the food after you finish using it, which we'll tomorrow explain the Tanoim, the different conditions that one needs before you could return the food, does one have to clear it out? But he holds Shia, putting food on Erev Shabbos, as long as it's cooked at least the of Michael Ben Darsai, you could put it on even without clearing out the oven. So again, the major machloket is, can one put his food on Erev Shabbos without clearing out the oven or not? So the Gemara has already tried an attempt to prove that Chachamim was the right shita in the Mishnah, and we went away from it. Right now we're going to have two more proofs in the Gemara to try and prove either Hananya or Chachamim. Tashma. Yomer Rav Chelbo, Yomer Rav Chama, Bar Guri, Yomer Rav. This is called the Din of Rav Chelbo. Lo Shanu. We don't know what's going on yet. But Lo Shanu, they didn't learn this Mishnah, Ela Al Gaba, of Alatocha Asa. The heter of our Mishnah, that you're allowed to put food on, we don't know if it's talking about Chazorah or Shia, they only said that's putting it on top of the Kira. But as we learned yesterday, there's different ways to cook in the Kira. One could descend the pot into the Kira itself. That's not allowed. So we have this din from Rav, again, that when you put the pot on the stove, you only have to put it on top, but not into the midst of the pot. That, he says, you can't do. Now, who is that going like? That's Asar. So Iyamar Pishlam Lahachzir, that the Mishnah is talking about Chazorah. And the whole Mishnah is on Shabbos. It's Chazorah, it's Hananya, right? If the Mishnah is talking about Chazorah, that when's the only time that you can clear out the, that you have to clear out the oven? That's when you have to, if you want to return on Shabbos. But to do Shia, to place the food Erev Shabbos, you don't have to clear it out, as long as the food is cooked at least to Michael Ben Darsai. So this statement would make very nice sense, according to the Hananya, that learns, again, that the, that you have to clear out the oven because of Chazor and Shabbos. But to do Shia Erev Shabbos, remember when we had the Chazori Mekswa, the Chiddush of the Mishnah according to the Hananya, is that you're allowed to do Shia Erev Shabbos without removing the material in the oven. That's very nice. Why? Hayenu, the Shani Bein Tocha Li'al Gaba. This will find a difference for Hananya Shita between putting it in its midst or on top. How do we find that? Let's see Rashi. Lo Shano. The Shiruta de Matnitin, the heter of our Mishnah, El Al Gaba. We only find this heter in our Mishnah, according to the Hananya, of the returning, is when you put it on top of the oven. The Lo Nafi Shavala, that it's not a lot of heat over there, coolly high, so much. Av Al Tocha Asa. How do we find it? Iyamar Bisham Al Hatsi Tanan. Our mission is talking about Chazorah, that you have to clear it out the coals in the oven or put eifer on it. That's talking only about Shia. But fila b'she'en gerufa, that Shia aval lisha'ot ma'ashina fila she'en gerufa. You don't have to clear it out for Shia to nexerina. Like we already explained the Leicha, sorry, that we had a part missing from the Mishnah. Rabbi Chelbo Ashruta, and Rabbi Chelbo, what he's matring over here, fila sha'ot al she'en gerufa kai. It's going on Shia when you didn't clear out the oven. And what's the difference between Tocho and Al-Gaba? The Chimashe Litocho, when you put it inside Shia, She'eno Grufa, it's Matmin Mamish Peremes. Hear this difference, beautiful over here. Rabbi Hananya, who holds that you don't have to clear out the oven to do Shion, it's going to be a big difference. If you didn't clear out the oven, and you have all these coals in the oven, you cannot put it directly into the oven. Why? Because now it's going to be Hatzmana. You're putting it in the coals, in the pulp, the whole pot in it, and that's something that's Mosif Hevel, and we know, we learned earlier, that you're not allowed to do Hatzmana on something that's Mosif Hevel, even on Erev Shabbos. So Hananya, so a world that there's pulp in it, you cannot put the pot in the oven, because you'll have Hatzmana. But on top of it, that's where he matters it. So the heter of Hananya, if the food is Kemichel Ben Dosai, that you could do Shia, Erev Shabbos, putting the food on the oven, there's a difference between putting it on top, that's allowed. But putting it in the oven, you'd have Hatzmana, and that's also. Let's see it again. Tashmad Yomer Rev Chelbo, Omer Rev Chama Bar Gurya, Omer Rav, Lo Shana, we didn't learn the heter. We didn't learn the heter, El Al Gaba, only on top. Avalobit Glutoka, but not in the midst. That would be Asa. So who's it going like? Iyamar Bishlamalah Haksia Tanan, Chazor, the mission's talking about Chazor, which is Hananya, which means that Shia is Murta without removing, scraping out all the coals. That's very nice. Hayana Dushani Bain Toka La Gaba. There's a big difference between in its midst, which would be an Issa. Now we find an Issa of it, of Hatmana, La Gaba, which he mouse. So the whole head of Hananya of doing Shia is on top of the oven, not in the midst of the oven. Why? For according to this, we see that Rav Chelbo said it in the name of Rav, that it only fits according to the Hananya. So we see that Rav is learning our Mishnah like Hananya, proof for Hananya, Kashram Chachamim. Eliyah Amart Lishaot, if you want to say the Mishnah is Chachamim, and the whole Mishnah is Shia, meaning you're not allowed to put it on Erev Shabbos unless you cleared out all the coals inside. Tanan, Mali Tocha, Mali Agaba. There's no difference between Tocha or Agaba. This again, Erev Shabbos came in, you cleared out the oven of all its coals, or you put Eifa on it, you put dust on it, so it should be completely mutter. There should be no difference between putting it in the oven or on top of the oven. There's no Isser over here of it. So it's a Kashron Chachamim, a beautiful diuk in the Gemara that we have this halakha like thought that there should be a difference between on top of it and in its midst, only seems to fit in for Hananya, not Chachamim. It's again Chachamim, that whole Shia is only allowed Erev Shabbos if you cleared it out. So why shouldn't there be any difference? If you put it on top, it's allowed, but if you put it in its midst, there should be no problem. You have no problem with Hatzmana. There's nothing in it to do Hatzmana with. So there's the Vareli, Amad Lisha'otanan, Mali Tocha, Mali Al-Gaba, Rashi. Elahi Amad Lisha'otanan, Chachamim Shita. Te'afilu Lisha'ot Boye Grufa, that even Shia needs clearing out. Kevan di Grufa, since you did Grufa, you cleared out all the coals. Umbiyod Yomho, and it's still Shabbos. Notnu Litocha, you could put it inside of it, you could put it in the midst of it. Mali Tocha, Mali Al-Gaba. Why should there be any difference between it in its midst or on top? It should both be Mutter. Kashran Chachamim. Ah, Mitzvah Rav Chelbo HaReshakai? Is it that you held that Rav Chelbo is only on the Resha, is on the first part of the Mishnah that's talking until you did Kuvufa? Asefakai. I could learn that this statement of Rav Chelbo in the name of Rav is on the very end of the Mishnah. What was the very end of the Mishnah? It's talking about Chazor. It's not talking about Shia. I can learn the mission of this din of Rav is going on Afmach Chazirin. When you did Chazorah, According to Chachamim, that Hillel says, Af machzirim. They say over there, Lo shano. That din of base Hillel, when he says you could do when you return it, Ela al kaba. According to Shitas Chachamim, that the end of the Mishnah is just on Chazor. On that, Rav says that you only do Chazor on top of it, but you can't do Chazor into its midst. No kasha on Chachamim, no via either way that Shia, that this statement of Rav is on Shia or Chazor. Okay, so you might ask over here, the Gemara said that there should be no difference. But the Gemara doesn't answer, why not? Let there be a difference. When you do Chazorah, why is there a difference? If you cleared out the oven of all its coals, the Gemara says, now we found in the Sefer that this din of Vav, that we only mat you to put it on top, but not in its midst, there's a difference. What's the difference? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Mishnah difference. It's a Ran and a Rashba, that since in its midst, it's much hotter, right? So the normal way, if you want this thing to be cooked, would be to descend it into the midst of the tenor, where there's a lot more heat, it's commit sekavishal. And that's the issue over here. So according to Chachami, that this mission is talking about Shia, there should be no reason why Rav makes a chilek between on top and in the middle. And the Gemara concludes, yeah, you're right, but who says that Rav's going on that part of the Mishnah? It's going on the end of the Mishnah of Chazorah. And on Shabbos, when you do Chazorah, according to Chachamim, don't do Chazorah on top. I mean, only do Chazorah on top, meaning you want to return it, only put it on top of the oven. You cannot put it in its midst, because since it's so hot in there, it's mixei kavishal, and therefore that's the din of Avram. And this is paskind in the Shulchan Aruch, put down straight out, that they hold that when you do Chazorah, if, let's say you're out camping somewhere for out in the wilderness and you don't have a proper stoves, you have like a potbelly stove or something and you have the fire going on it and you took the food off on Shabbos, yeah, you're getting back to nature and you want to put the food back, sock in the Shulchan Aruch is you cannot put it in the midst of that oven even if it's cleared out. You got to put it on top. So if you have your potbelly stove.
Even if you took it out.
Because you're allowed to do it according to the Chananya, to do Shia on it. But to do Chazorah on Shabbos, to actually put the food back in the midst, it's mixei kavishal, and since people normally cook that way, and therefore we don't do it.
So if you take the children, let's say the children, that was outside, and then you want to rent it from the oven, not from the top.
Oh, in our modern day conventional ovens? Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to apply it. Maybe as we go along, we'll see. I saw that there's a lot of people that are comparing the ovens back and forth. So right now, with the stovetop comparable to the potbelly stove that I understand. Okay. Tashma. Another Tashma over here. This is the last Tashma, and not that the perek gets that much easier, but things will settle down between the Chananya and Chachamim. Tashma. Beit kiyot hamit imot. Again, you have our kiwa over here. Thanks to the one who donated these cups. Yeah, it's a duplex oven. Meaning, well, let's put our mark over here. Here's our oven. You have a wall going through it, and on the inside, you have your double pots on side. A duplex oven. What happened over here? The case is that since it's dissected completely by a wall all the way through and inside, so on one side, you did kerufa. You opened it up, and you took out all the coals. The other side, you didn't. Can I put my food on the side that didn't have kerufa on it? That's the case of the Gemara. And we're going to see that this is really similar to our Mishnah. That even though it's a duplex, and you might think that it's more severe, it's going to have the same thing as our Mishnah. So we're going to see from the case over here, we're going to try and prove, is our Mishnah Chananya or is our Mishnah Chachamim? Tashma, Beit Kiyot HaMeti'imot, which is really going to be the same din as our Mishnah, even though you might think there's an extra Chiddush over here, but it's going to be the same din. Echad, one side, Gvufik V'Kituma. One side you cleared out or you put dust, ashes on the coals. V'Echad She'enu Gvuf V'Enu Kituma. And one side is not cleared out. Ma She'in, Shia, right? Mashin al gabi grufa v'kituma. You could do shia on the side that you cleared out. The ain mashin, but you're not allowed to do shia al she'enu grufa v'enu kituma. Not allowed to do it. I see Rashi up until now. We didn't see the Rashi's at the end. A reisha, that's ad shigru. A sefekai diari b'chazor. It's talking about chazor. Aval reisha lishoto v'ein tof v'ein kava shari. Shtei kirot hametimot. Mechubot, yachad, they're attached together, v'kir shal cheres mafseket b'neihem, and there's a wall separating between them. Ma'asin al-gabi gruf v'ketuma, t'lo kashin mishum desalik le'ahav l'mi'idah. And you're not worried about the heat from the other one. You're allowed to do it. So you're only allowed to do shia on the side that had gruf v'ketuma. Ma'hei mashin, and what is it? Which materials, which type of food can you do shia on? Similar to our Mishnah. Beishami umrim, and here's the difference. Beishami umrim v'loklum. You can't do it. He's totally arguing on our Mishnah. Even though in our Mishnah, Beishami says you could put water, but not hot food. Over here, he's more machmir. Nothing. Or Beis Hillel, who in our Mishnah said you could do hot water and food. Beis Hillel umrim chamim v'lo tafshil. In this oven over here, we're worried. Ocher, if you took off the food on Shabbos, divrei akol lo yachsir. You can't do chazor in this type of oven, divrei Rabbi Meir. That's all Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is for sure not like our Mishnah. He's much more machmir with this type of oven. Rabbi Yehuda omer, beit shami omim, chamin avalo tafshil, just like our Mishnah. Beit hil omim, chamin v'tafshil, it could be both. Beit shami omim, notlim avalo machsir meinachinami. Beit shami is called like on our Mishnah with chazor. Okay, we have this case now of the duplex oven. According to Rebbe Yehuda, it's exactly our Mishnah. No question about it. We learn it. You could do Shia on one side, and all the dinim of our Mishnah applies over here. But Meir is called on our Mishnah. He holds in this case, it's much more Machmir. It's a step Machmir. So now we're going to prove from here. What are we talking about in this Mishnah? We're talking about Shia on Grufa, the Ketumah. Who's that like? Chachamim. Right? Chachamim says our mission is talking about Shia. That you could only do Shia Erev Shabbos if you removed all the coals. So we have beautiful over here. We have a Rev Yehuda. We have a Rebbe Meir. We don't have any other Shitas. So who is our Mishnah like? Is he like Rebbe Meir or Rebbe Yehuda? It's like Rebbe Yehuda. Therefore, and it's all talking about Shitas Chachamim, this Brisa. Therefore, we have a Raya that our Mishnah must be talking about Chachamim Shita, Shia, and not Chazar, because we don't have any Shitas that say otherwise. Iyamart, Dishlam Alisha Otanan, if you want to say, I understand very nice, that our Mishnah is talking about Shia, Shitas Chachamim, that you can't do Shia until you clear it out, Tanan. Matnitin Mani, Rebbe Yehudahi. Our Mishnah is beautiful, it's Rebbe Yehuda, that says that you could do Shia, and all the things of the Mishnah is talking about with Shia. Straight out. Eliyamart lahaksitana. If you want to say our Mishnah is Chananya, that says, it's talking about Chazorah, that's the only time you need to clear out, but when you do Shia, Erev Shabbos, it doesn't have to be cleared out. Mani. Matanitin Mani. Who is our Mishnah like? Lo Rebbe Yehuda, for Lo Rebbe Meir. And since we don't know any other Shitas, it seems like these are the only two Shitas, you have to do it. You have to say, it's not like either of them. Kasha. E Rebbe Meir, if you wanted to say our Mishnah like Rebbe Meir, Kasha le Beit Shammai. Right? Bechada u Beisel betarte. If you want to say our Mishnah is Chananya, then we have a Kasha on Beis Shammai in one. Why not? Why can't you do it? And Beis Hillel in two. Let's see Rashi. This Rashi explains it all out very nicely. Lo yaksir b'Shabbos. You can't do it in Shabbos. E Amar Bish, the name of the Mishnah is Chachamim, it's talking about Shia, Reisha de Matnitin L'Sha'ot, and the beginning of our Mishnah is talking about Shia, Kemar de Boy Gvufa, that you have to clear it out, not like Chachamim, Uba L'Sha'ot, Pligi Bechamim V'Tavshil, and with Sha'ot, we have a difference between Chachamim V'Tavshil, with Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, Ubi Goruf, and with Grifa, and if you, there's a difference if you do Goruf or not, the Sefer Pligi B'Chazor, And at the end of the Mishnah in Shitas Chachamim, you have a machloket with Chazor, Matnitin Rebbe Yehudahi. We could say very nicely, if we're learning our Mishnah like Chachamim, then it fits very nice. It's exactly what Rebbe Yehuda is saying in our Brisa. If you want to say our Mishnah is talking about Chazor, which is Hananya, which means you can do Shia, whether or not you did Gavuf V'Ketumah, not as long as it's Kukh Michael Ben Darsai. Only Chazorah needs clearing out of the oven. Avali Sha'ot or Shia lo poye gvufa, you don't need gvufa. Uplugta de chamin de tavshel kishe'enu goruf, and the argument of chamin and tavshel is when it's not goruf. Kidmechesaret umetaret tzla, like we said, it's we were missing information of the Mishnah and we answered up for it. Who's that like? It's not like either. It's a kasha, according to Rabbi Meir, it's a kasha le beis shami bechada. That he says mashin chamim apishenu kufa. This, according to Hananya, you could be dushia with hot water even if it's not koruf. Beis Shammai is only arguing in food. Vahacha in our brisa kemar Rebbe Meir the Beis Shammai defila koruf filo klum. You can't do anything even if it's koruf. It's totally called on Beis Shammai. The kol shekein kishenu koruf, right? Hananya would say, even if it's not Korov, you can at least put the hot water on. According to Rabbi Meir, even if it's Korov, you can't put anything on. Vaha kulo kada prikahu. It's really one question on Beis Shammai. The Beis Shammai lo shani lahu bein Korov l'she'enu Korov. It's no difference whether it's Korov or not Korov. We see this one machloket on Beis Shammai from our Mishnah according to the Hananya, and the way Rabbi Meir learns our Brisa. And according to Rabbi Meir, there'll be, and on Rabbi Meir, the way he learns the Brisa, and our mission is according to the Hananya, there'll be two arguments on Beis Hillel, or Beis Hillel Betarti. The Matnitin, our Mishnah, according to the Hananya. Matnitin Shari Beis Hillel is Sha'ot, Chamim Betashel. Our mission, according to Hananya, as long as it's Kuk and Michael Ben Darsai, you could do Shia, no problem. Af B'She'enu Korf, even when it's not Korf, cleared out. Vahak in our Brisa, Kitani de Bikorov, it's talking about it has to be cleared out. The Chamim. Kitani Bikorov, Chamim im Tashalo. According to Rabbi Meir, that Beis Hillel would hold that in our Brisa, that you can only do hot water but not Tashal. Let's call it. Ubisha'enu Korov, ain't Mashim Klal. That was Beis Hillel Shita. Totally cholik. Ula Inyan Chazorah, and in the matter of Chazorah, that's, we also find an argument now between our Mishnah with Hananya in this price coin very mayor. Ulinya Khazor Bikorov Tana Bimatanita Beis Shammai Maksirin. You could totally return it. Vahakatani Okit Debriya Kolo Yaksir. According to Rabbi Meir, you can't do Khazor at all. So we see, according to Rabbi Meir, our Mishnah can't be Hananya, and we see according to Rabbi Yehuda, E Rabbi Yehuda Kashik, the E Rabbi Yehuda. And if you want to say like Rabbi Yehuda, we have a kasha, our Mishnah, according to Hananya, which says you can put the food on even if it's not Kerufa V'Ketuma. And our Brisa says it has to be Kerufa V'Ketuma according to Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda, kasha Kerufa V'Ketuma. It's a kasha. If it's over here, we said it has to be Kerufa V'Ketuma. Over here, it doesn't have to be Kerufa V'Ketuma. So we don't have anyone saying our Mishnah over here. So we say it's much easier to say our Mishnah is Chachamim, because it fits in very nice according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to say it's Hananya, who's, the Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Meir. And the answer is very simple. Who says our Mishnah has to say like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir? Our Mishnah in Shita's Hananya is another Shita in the Tanoim, which is also like Rabbi Yehuda in one case, and argues like in another case. Li'olam eimelecha li'achsi tanah. You don't have to bring ask a kasha from this brisa. Really, our mission is talking about Hananya, and it's talking about Chazor, and therefore Shia is allowed even if you didn't do Kuruf V'Kituma, Tanat. V'Tana Didan, and our Mishnah, Sovalak Rebbe Yehuda B'Chada, holds like Rebbe Yehuda in one case, Opligi Aleya B'Chada, and he scolik on him in one case. Sovalak Rebbe Yehuda B'Chada, he holds like Rebbe Yehuda with one, B'Chamim Tavshel. That's both Mutter, Chamim Tavshel. And you could return it, take it off and return it. But where is he arguing? Ligiyala b'chadav, he's also arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. The Ilu Tana Ditan, our Mishnah, according to the Chananya, Savali Sha'ot, Afal Pishayinu Gavu Fikatum. Yet you're allowed to Shia, even though he didn't have Gavu Fikatuma. Rabbi Yehuda Savali Sha'ot Nami Gavu Fikatum In. Rabbi Yehuda holds only if you do, you can only do Shia if you cleared it out or covered with ashes. In, that's allowed. In lo, lo. So no kasha. Again, another Tashma we tried to prove from another Braisa that our Mishnah is Shitas Chachamim, and they didn't win. At this point, the dust settles, okay? No more Tashmas between the Chananya and Chachamim, right? This is where now the action starts up in the Rishonim, who's halachalite, right? Because even though we're not going to go back and forth in order to bring bias for Chananya and Chachamim, but we still need Chananya and Chachamim, because each case we're going to bring down now, the Meforsh, we're going to have to explain how does this work according to the Chananya and according to Chachamim. So we're not done with that. But at this point, there's no via, is our Mishnah talking about Chazorah on Shabbos or Shia on Shabbos. What's the halacha? If you look at this top Tosfot, Leolam, Eim alacha liakse tanan v'ksoy mekzfar, why do you have to bend over backwards and add in words to a Mishnah? Mishum dekai malan kechananya. Because we paskin like Chananya. What is Chananya's din? That you could do Shia, Erev Shabbos, without clearing out the oven. Rashi, on Amud Beis, on Dibri Yamaskel Rav Sheshis, also says, halacha kechananya. Paskin. Dibri Yamaskel Rav Sheshis.
No, in the end you said that maybe Chananya, maybe the Tanakh Maor Mishnah knows that Chananya says that you need to clear out the oven.
No, no, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in one case. And one case he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't have to clear it out. What? We don't know who the name of the Tana is. It's not Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda is not like Hanani.
Yes. But Rabbi Yehuda is not like Hanani. But our Tana can be like Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that our mission is Rabbi Yehuda?
But it's Hanani.
Yes.
So you say that you need to clear the oven.
No.
In the end,
Rabbi Yehuda needs to clear it out. Our mission doesn't need to clear out, and our mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Vashi and Tosfot pass in the sugi at the end kechananya. Comes the Rif. The Rif brings all kinds of rayas from the upcoming Gemara, that the Gemara itself, even though over here didn't pass in like Chachamim, halachas kechachamim. Okay? And so says the Rambam. The Rambam learns over here. The Rambam and the Rif say the Mishnah is talking about Erev Shabbos with Shia, and you're not allowed to do Shia unless you clear out the oven. Vashi and Tosfot say, no, our Mishnah is Chananya, and you don't have to clear out the oven on Erev Shabbos. The Rif brings down all his vias, and that's where the action really begins, because the Baal HaMaor, for those who want to do a little more Ian, the Baal HaMaor takes on every proof of the Rif and tries shrugging it up. The Milchomas and the Ran take on the Baal HaMaor and try and answer up every one of their things. It's a lot of action happening over here. Lamaisa, Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, like Rambam and Rif, no question about it. That you paskin, that you have to Erev Shabbos, you have to clear out the oven, grufa, fikituma, you can't take the chances, we're worried that you might stir it up. Yesh Omrim, in the Shulchan Aruch, Chananya. Okay? Interesting remor, even though the remor doesn't exactly, he agrees with the Chachamim, but he brings down that the people in Nogu lahakil kisfor hachvona. Even though it's a Stam Yesh Omrim, Klal in the Shulchan Aruch, Stam Yesh Omrim, we hold like the Stam, and he holds like Chachamim, the more Machmir Shita. The Ramar brings down V'nogu L'Hakil Kisvor HaKvona. Just a small little note, like Chananya. But the Bir Halacha on that says, wait a second, he only says Nogu, he doesn't say Halacha like it. He says Nogu, an interesting Russian. And he says, the Bir Halacha, why? Because it's not the koach in our hands to protest people who are being maker like Chananya. But, of course, one should lichachila always do, even according to the Ramar, like Chachamim. So again, if you're in your, if you're camping over the weekend and you don't have any electricity and you have your potbelly stove, what should you do? Either you clear out your oven. If you want to do Shia, you got to clear out the oven. Okay, Erev Shabbos, you got to clear out all the coals, or you put ashes on it. Doesn't have to, the coals can still be hot. Put ashes on it, and for sure, Chazorah, not onto a top of an oven that has ashes on the bottom. Okay. Just.
It's not like putting it on the fire itself, right?
Yeah. Oh, that no. We're going to see soon that to put it on the fire itself will be also according to everyone. It'll be in the bottom.
On the Kira, so.
Yeah. Okay, just one other point that I just wanted to cover real quickly is this Malchi ben Jorsai. Just 2 minutes on it. What is Michael ben Jorsai? He was a thief that was always on the run. So when he cooked up his food, he cooked it the minimum amount that's fitting to eat over here. Which Rashi said earlier in our Masechta Daf Chav, he says it's 1/3. Rambam says it's a half. Both Shitas report down the Shulchan Aruch, who are Machmir. Okay, that the food has to be cooked a certain amount before you can put it on Erev Shabbos, either a third or a half. The question that comes up, how do you estimate, we'll just go with the third Shita. How do you estimate this third? Is it an inyan of time or the etzim cooking? For example, let's say something takes 2 hours to cook. So when is that 1/3 done that's called voy lechila? Is it 1/3 the time, which would be 40 minutes? Which is what the Chazon Ish says. Chazon Ish says straight out, V'nira shi'at etash magia mishraim bizman, habishul. 1/3 the time. Something takes 2 hours, 40 minutes. But he also adds, from the time that the food gets yatsa ledepo. All the time that's cooking, it's not yatsa ledepo, is not called cooking yet. When it reaches yatsa ledepo, we kick in the counting of the 1/3 of the time. The Klausenberger Rebbe comes in his cholik on the Chazon Ish. Unbelievable. And he says, it doesn't make sense. What's the whole case over here? This guy was on the run. He ate the food when it was minimal. What is the minimal amount that you can eat food? That's when it's cooked 1/3. Everybody knows when you cook that not all cooking is even. Right? It cooks much more, a lot of foods, at the very end. Right? For example, French fries. Everybody knows that 1/3 of the zman, it's still hard. It's always the last 10-15 minutes that makes the French fries over here. Meaning things cook more towards the end. In the beginning, a lot of things go. It's not roy to eat until it's 1/3 cooked, not 1/3 time over here. So he says straight out that there's many times that the bishul at the end can do more than in the beginning, because in the beginning it's still eating, it's not doing enough. Therefore, it's possible that the 40 minutes is not 1/3. It's possible that you need more than 40 minutes to get 1/3 cooked. Not 1/3 cooking, 1/3 cooked. It's machloket poskim.
If it's cooked completely.
Yes.
So Chachamim also are doing that to get resolved.
We're going to get into it on Ahmed Beis. If it's mistamek v'yafalo, if it's something that the more you cook it, the better it gets, like a cholent, you're still worried that you might stir the pots, even if it's completely cooked. If it's completely cooked, like you're cooking, you're serving steaks, and the more it cooks, the worse it gets, right? It starts shriveling up, then it could be the Chachamim agree. It's going to be called the Sugi Mitztamik V'Ralo, Mitztamik V'Yafalo. So it'll come up Amid Beis. Okay, one more case in the Iboy Elohu, another Iboy Elohu on Erev Shabbos, or we'll see, it could even be on Shabbos itself. Iboy Elohu, Mahu Lismoch Ba. What about, you have your oven, here's your nice oven. Let's say Chachamim Shita, it didn't have Gvufa V'Kituma. Can I put it next to the oven? There's a lot of heat next to the oven. Hot plate. Putting food next to the hot plate. Something like that on Shabbos. What's the din of Lismoch? Putting it next to it. You could even say according to Chananya over here. Let's say you have food that isn't even 1/3 cooked. Can I put it next to the oven even though it's not Gvufa Kituma? So again, all the Meforshim are talking about all these cases are going to be Chachamim and Chananya. It's up for us to figure out how to fit both in. It's everybody's going to try proving in the end one of these might be a raya for one sheet or the other, but point to both sheetas. Can you put the food next to it on it? Tocho v'gabo, asa. If you didn't do gufa, you didn't clear out the oven, or you didn't put ashes on the top of it, that's asa. According to Chachamim, and even according to the Chananya, if you didn't cook it 1/3, it's asa. Aval lismok ba shapi dami. That's only on top of it, but next to it, maybe not. Maybe that's allowed over here to putting it less. Maybe it's a less worry that we have over here. You're not going to come stir it up. It's not directly on the oven. Or Dilma, loshna. or maybe there's no difference. Even though it's next to it, you might want that oven to get a little hotter, and you might come to stir the coals, and therefore you can't even put it next to it. So this is the din of being somuch. Tashma. Again, we're going to have two tashmas, not the difference between Chananya and Chachamim, which is, let's not kid ourselves, it's a very difficult Gemaras, but it's also tashma. Shtei kiyud hametimot. The double, the duplex oven. Echad gruf v'ketuma, one side is cleared out. V'echad she'ena gruf v'ketuma, one side is not cleared out. Mashin al-gabi gruf v'ketuma. Even though it's somech, it's next to the oven that is filled with the coals, we see over here that you can do shia on top of the oven that's not. Afalpi t'ka'a. Afalgav t'kai salik le'chav l'mi'itach. Even though it's taking heat from the other one. So that's a raya that you could do somech ba. Why? Again, you have two ovens over here. One is not grufa ketuma. I have no problem putting it on the side for grufa ketuma. So that should be the same case if I could put it on top over here, right? This side of the oven has all its coals in it. No problem of me putting it on this side. So if there's no problem with putting it on this side, I should have no problem putting it down on the bottom next to it also. We're not worried because the next oven has all this heat. I might come and stir it up. So there's no problem. Just like I could put it on top over here, I could put it so much to it on the bottom. That's the vaya, the tashma vaya, and it should be mutter to be somech. And the Gemara says, no. Tashma shtei. Via that you could do somit. Even though you could take it from the other one. Dilma Shani. Maybe it's different. What's the difference? Hatam, over there with the twin oven, this side has coals in it, this side doesn't, but it's on top over here. It's away from where the main source of heat is, up over here. Over here, Hatam, the Kavan, the Medallia, since it's lifted up high above where the source of heat is, it's Medallia, Sholet Be'avir, there's more air going on over here, and it's much cooler than over here. Okay? Over here, putting on top is much different than over here. Over here, it's much closer to the fire source. It gets much direct heat over here. So, just because over here it's mutter, but it's further away, maybe stirring up the coals, I think it's not worth it for me. This time I'm going to get more heat over here. There's more, it's much cooler down up over here than over here. Therefore, there's no vaya over here. Vashi. We left that one vashi, just real quickly. Pechayim etav shel notli machsirin. T'muki pluk t'beit shamay u'beit silu b'shiyah t'chamim v'chamim. V'tav shel t'beit shamay shor chamim v'tav shel. Beit shamay shor chamim Vitashal lo. Beitzil chamim vitashal. The local Rebbe Meir, the Omer Beit Shammai Lokum. Okay. Mahu lismoch. What is it to be samoch? Kedera eitzel dofen a kedera. We want to put the kira. We want to put the pot next to the wall of the kira. Below grufa, without clearing out the kira. Shakira mitatelahi umoshivi moto gabi karka. This kira is portable, and you placed it on top of the ground. I really don't know what Rashi is coming in to add in over here. I don't know. I didn't get pshat in Rashi. I didn't see anyone talking about it. It seems that, there's obviously a very good reason and he's adding something to the sugya, but we'll just read it the way we read it. Gaba, what's putting on top? Ovi, sefata, on top of the lip of it on top. O kise shi'al chalala, or a kise that's on top of the Chalal from over here. People want to learn that a kisei, this is the din of blex. They want to bring down a whole vaya is going back and forth. Does Rashi say that blex doesn't do anything over here? We'll leave that. Okay, for right now we have the first tashma on somichla that there's no vaya. We don't know if you could be somichet next to it or not.